This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to Five Gospel Minutes. Five Gospel Minutes, a daily radio program encouraging you to take at least a few moments out of your very busy life to stop and meditate on the Word of God. For the past several times, we have been studying a passage from the pen of Paul in 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 7, in which Paul refers to people who are ever learning and yet never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Now, the importance of the truth is seen in the fact that Jesus makes clear in John 8, verse 32, "Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." You cannot be made free except by truth. And you cannot be made free by truth except by knowing the truth and by obeying the truth. There is nothing, therefore, of any greater importance to any of us than knowing the truth. And yet, the fact remains that many people do not arrive at truth. Why is this the case? I have pointed out some of the reasons. Let me just refer to them very briefly. I have shown that some men do not arrive at truth because, not wanting the truth, they do not look for it. Some do not arrive at truth because they look for it, but they do so in a prejudiced way. Some do not arrive at it because they believe the Bible is written in a mysterious language that they cannot understand, so they do not study it with any sincerity. Other men do not arrive at truth because they accept what somebody tells them the Bible says rather than looking for themselves. Now, I urge you to take your Bible and read for yourself to see if what I tell you is true. I do not want you to simply take my word for it. Some do not arrive at truth because they believe that sincerity alone is sufficient and that therefore no one really needs the truth. And I have shown why none of these will stand up. Now let's go to a sixth reason why some men do not arrive at truth. That is, they read only favorite passages in the Bible. Now let's think about this fact. You and I both know people who will read only such passages as John 3:16 or Acts chapter 16, verses 30 and 31. In John chapter 3, verse 16, a marvelously wonderful passage which gives us a great message from God, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on him should not perish, but have everlasting life." And some people think that this teaches that one is saved by faith only. And that in spite of the fact that another passage in the Bible plainly declares that this is not the case. In James chapter 2, verse 24, the Bible says, "You see that by works a man is justified, and not by faith only." And then in verse 26 of that same second chapter of the book of James, the Bible declares, "For as the body apart from the spirit is dead, so then is faith without works dead." Now, we all know that when the soul or spirit leaves the body, then the body is dead. You have just a corpse. And a corpse can do nothing for us. If you were drowning in a river and a man was on the shore, but he died from a heart attack and his body crumpled to the ground, he could not jump up from the ground and dive into the river and save you. A corpse can do nothing. It is powerless, inoperative, unable to accomplish anything at all. And so it is that faith without works is dead. The Bible plainly declares it. We are not saved immediately when we believe. We are not saved by faith only. We are saved by faith, but it is a living, active, obedient faith. A faith apart from works is dead, but faith coupled with or made perfect by faith is a living, active, obedient faith. And so it is that we must not come to the Bible and read only a few passages that we like, but we must be willing to read all of it, and then to logically fit it all together. You cannot learn the purpose, let us say, of baptism by reading passages which do not even mention baptism. You cannot learn the purpose or the objective in one's being baptized by reading John 3:16, for it doesn't even mention baptism. You must go to such passages as Mark 16:16 and Acts chapter 2, verse 38, and Romans chapter 6, verses 3 to 5. My friend, some men do not learn the truth because they seek the Bible or the truth in a prejudiced way and read only favorite passages rather than reading all of the Bible. I plead with you to take your Bible and read all that it has to say. The Apostle Paul said, I fail not to declare unto you the whole counsel of God. I'm so glad you've been with us today. I hope you'll be with us tomorrow when again we can study reasons why men do not arrive at truth.